What's up, late bloomers?
Welcome back, and welcome if you're new. My name is Tom, sitting here with...
Gene Park. And don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, do whatever the fuck you guys do.
Leave us some reviews.
This is a good one.
I'm excited for this one. All right. We've been talking about this one. And let's just dive right into it. Gene, This is a very important time of the year. A lot of gifts going around. I take a lot of pride. I think I'm a really good gift giver. Do you?
Are you?
I'm really? You'll never know.
I'm actually a pretty shitty gift giver. I'm not going to lie. Okay, I'm a pretty shitty gift giver. But I have a pretty good gift every 3 years.
You have one good one that you're like, this is a good one.
Yeah.
I don't do it often, but when I do.
Mm-hmm. I actually just got my mom not a bombshell Victoria's Secret bombshell bra, but I actually just got my mom one of those like furry jackets.
Okay, class.
You know, like it looks like a teddy bear, but it's like a jacket hoodie.
Okay.
Yeah. Respect. I think she's gonna like
respect that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're
keep her trendy and warm at the same time.
Oh, she's caught up, man. She's in it. Yep. So, do you think that to be a good gift giver, what are the big qualities? Even like sometimes you're a good gift giver. Those times that you are, what do you think makes it a good gift?
What makes something a good gift? Yeah. Obviously, it completely depends on the circumstances, right?
But as a whole.
But obviously, something it needs to be something that's memorable,
right?
Please don't give it gift cards as your gift. That's the worst fucking shit you could give out.
The only time they can is like, I don't want anything or I don't need anything. I'm like, all
right. Right.
Hang on.
Right.
I got to get you something.
Right.
Because I can get a little like, just give me money, mom.
Dad. I think when it's okay is when it's like one of your boys.
Yeah.
And it's more about the thought of giving a gift rather than like what
it is. Yeah. So do you think there's like a monetary amount of it? Like, would you get a memorable...
Completely depends on the relationship. Okay. Okay. So let's actually get into that, right? Go. Okay. We're not going to get into family. You do your own thing with your family. You guys figure that out. Yeah. But let's talk about social relationships, right?
Your friends.
Let's talk about friends first, right?
That's it.
You have a friend. What extent do you give the gift to?
Right.
You're not obviously not going to give it to, like, your friend of a friend's cousin.
No acquaintances. I don't care. Like, no coworkers that you see once a week, right? Does that... I think it comes down to the depth of the relationship is who you're going to even give it to at first.
Okay.
So there's only a few guys, you might be next year, we'll see, that I give a gift to. And the only reason is because they initiate with me. Initiation is like a big thing with me.
Yeah.
So like if they ask me to hang out, they ask, like do favors for me without me asking. I know they value them and I. So I think you guys, you and I are very close. So I will give you a gift for that.
Keep that on record. Clip this.
Write that one down.
Watch it be like a roll of toilet paper.
Purell. You're welcome.
No, but real talk. Like, for me, I haven't really been giving gifts to the boys.
Okay.
But I think this might be, I don't know how I'm doing so, as well financially. But, I think this might be the first year I actually do some of it.
Right.
Because now I'm getting to that age, right?
Yeah.
It was acceptable not to give gifts to your boys and when you're in college.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting to that age where I need to be a grown up. I need to give some gifts.
Yeah, I
but I don't think I would give it to more than like 2 or 3 of my closest boys.
Yeah, you've had to know them for a while. You've had to.
Outside
we're justifying
of
the... is why we're not going to give each other. Nobody I'm in a podcast with.
right. But it's like really, it's like 2 or 3, and then that's it, right?
Yeah.
And then after that, it's like okay. So maybe not at that point yet.
So how do you know what to even give them at first? Because if they're being stupid and they're like, just give me money, bro. No.
I have a relationship. Money is a stupid gift. Yeah. What are you going to do? Venmo them?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
I think you have to give them. I like to give gifts based on what can I do to help this person.
Right.
I would never give a gift like video games. Okay. No offense.
Cool.
I don't care how much someone likes video games. Yeah. If I don't see it benefiting your life, that's how much I care about you, right?
Right.
I don't want it hindering you from your goals.
Right.
Unless you're trying to be a professional video gamer.
On the esports
then side, I might buy you like a headset or like
a chair.
Gaming chair or a gaming setup or something like that. But that's different, right? Most people are just gaming for the pleasure.
Right.
I'm not going to do that
for you. I agree with all of that. And I think my philosophy too is... Well, this, I want, and if something is broken, like if you love, I got my buddy an air fryer for his birthday because his broke. I know, okay, but
so
listen.
So random.
Yeah. But he loves cooking and he always talks about mine. and his just broke, and there's like crazy good ones on sale. So okay. it's very small, simple.
That's a good gift, yeah.
Right? And it's something that he does often that will he will get regular use out of. Right. So you see people like, cool, I got you the new, I don't know, I got you some clothing thing that you'll, you won't wear till next summer. Like, thanks, but I'm not going to see it for another 8 months. Right, right.
So, now, let me ask this. Is this like a more like an East Coast thing where like you gift give a little more? Is because, or like
Midwest.
Midwest, yeah. I should say.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. We never.
Because in the West Coast, everyone's like very casual about stuff like interesting. That. Okay. Like gift giving.
I mean,
and maybe I'm justifying. I don't know. But don't like know. It seems that way.
Maybe. It's definitely more like family oriented in the Midwest. Uh-huh. So maybe there's like a something. Not saying that it's not here, but
right,
there's
right.
definitely an element of just like.
I can't like picture I like LA influencers like gift giving each other. Like,
that's like genuine. They have to record fryer. It on their Instagram. Look what I'm giving this person.
Hey, I'm giving this a homeless man $100 and a thing of pizza.
Swipe up.
All right. Exactly. Exactly.
Check out my OnlyFans. So, yeah, I mean, I think my philosophy has always been, and I've been told I'm a good gift giver because I don't do it often, but when I do it, it's very memorable. And they, you know, it was my buddy's 25th birthday 2 months ago. And he has all the money in the world. So there's nothing of big value that I could give him that would blow him away. He can get whatever he wants. So instead I gave him, he loves chess. So I got him a glass chessboard and I embroidered his company name on the chessboard. He loved it, I think.
Gotcha, but, gotcha.
So it's just little moment, little subtle differences. Like I engraved your name on this thing that you could easily afford by yourself. But I think there's a thoughtfulness
right,
in there.
Right. I did that for a buddy. This guy bought me dinner like a bunch of times throughout the year.
Yeah.
And his birthday was coming up. I felt like, you know, I kind of owed him something.
Yeah.
So I got him all of his like favorite sports teams hats.
Oh, perfect.
From like a lid store.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got his name engraved.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
It's very memorable. They can easily afford $100 worth of hats by themselves, but there's something thoughtful about
being exactly. that. All right, so let's get into gift giving for girls, right?
Whew, yeah.
What level are you gift giving, right?
So, back to the, if we were just normal friends, I'd go back the whole same route of what I just said.
Okay, so does it matter between having a guy friend, giving a gift to a guy friend, and gift giving to a girlfriend?
None. What do you think? I think no.
I think no, as long as it's a really a friendly relationship, and the girl might not get any weird thoughts based on that, right?
You get her like a sex toy. Platonically.
You get her like some anal beads. Yeah. You're like, hey, best
Merry
friend.
Merry Christmas. Throw it at you.
Hey, let me use this on you. I mean, best friend.
You a fleshlight.
Hey, I know you don't pull, so here's a fleshlight for you.
Okay, but I think my philosophy would be the same thing either way, guy or girl.
Okay, yeah, no, I kind of agree on that.
But let's go one step above that.
Right.
The big question that you were wondering was what? Right.
Would you give a Christmas gift to your fuck buddy? I think a lot of people are thinking this. I think a lot of people are wondering out there. Would you do it?
Yeah.
You would.
I would.
You would. Okay.
But there's a limit.
Okay.
Like, I would never go like, get a Cartier band for my fucking fuck buddy.
Okay. So don't spend 10 grand on your fuck buddy. Okay.
Hell no.
So for me, I think it's like... first of all, do you want to keep fucking this girl after Christmas?
They gotta be laying it down right first.
Because, no. Well, I mean, like, do you want to? As in, like, this girl might get pissed. Like, hey, especially, imagine Christmas Day came up. She got you a gift when you guys hang out, and you don't have one for her. If I'm the girl, I'm pretty pissed.
Yeah, like, didn't
I'm
you
pretty
not?
Pissed. Right,
but
right.
What if it was switched, and you're like, oh, I didn't know we were serious.
Right.
So there's kind of like
this is what I think you should do for gift giving a fuck buddy, right? I think you buy them a gift, especially if you want to keep fucking them in the new year.
Right.
You buy them the gift, but you do not buy anything jewelry. You don't buy anything expensive. No. Don't buy them a Louis V purse.
So you would buy them like a friend philosophy that we talked about earlier.
Yes.
Okay.
But even less thoughtful and more comedic. Right?
So you would go the sex route. You would go like a sex toy.
No. Sex toy is just like perverted. Well, I guess if you're fucking like them, it doesn't matter.
If you're
matter.
Talking about it.
Right.
Maybe.
I think you go the route of like buying them something funny. Right? Okay. Like a t-shirt with their mugshot printed out. Right?
Yeah,
of
Sophia
that one
Franklin.
Time. Yeah. Of that. Yeah. Of that one time like they went to jail.
Yeah.
And it's like an inside joke That's between funny. You guys.
So
right?
an inside joke is big.
Exactly. Okay. Or you buy her... a penis-shaped chocolate or cake or like something like that, right? It's, it's almost like something you would get at a bachelorette party, but something like fun like that. That's I would not do like, hey, I know your air fryer, bro. Right?
They'd don't be make like, fun of my gift,
bro. No, but really, yeah, yeah. Like, right?
I would never get my fuck buddy an air fryer. That's our title. Right? I would never get my fuck buddy an air fryer.
Right? Also, yeah. I wouldn't go like the sex route, right?
Okay.
A girlfriend, maybe. So that's the next thing we want to talk about. Girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
But a fuck buddy, don't get her a Victoria's Secret bombshell, bro.
No.
She's going to be like, what? You think my tits are small?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what? You want me to wear this when we fuck? Like, exactly. Yeah, she's going to overanalyze it. She's going to be like, wait, does he like me? Does he want to date me?
This was $300 bra.
Exactly.
Where I got you a $20 gift card.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly. So, Tom, where would you go with gifting a girlfriend? Exclusive. You guys have been dating. Yeah. Where do you go?
I'm going to go the thoughtful, big thoughtful, the inside jokes, the inside conversations, everything, personal family things. If she loves a certain, I don't know, family history thing, I'm going to get her that. I don't think
you get her 21 in me or 23 in me.
21 in me.
What is it called?
20 or 23 and me. Not okay. 21 in me. That's next week, bro.
Damn. That's like the one fucking big black porn star.
Yeah. Yeah. No. So I would go. I've always gone like super thoughtful. 21 in me.
Okay, so where would you go?
Yeah, I would go super thoughtful. Every inside thing. I don't know how I would feel. It would be a long time for her and I to be together to get like the Louis shoes or like a Gucci bag or like any of that stuff.
Right.
Any designer shit. It's gonna be diamond anything.
Right. Right.
All of my gifts are extremely thoughtful.
Right.
And has big meaning.
Okay, yeah. So give me an example. You've been dating this girl. You really like her.
Yeah.
You guys are 6 months in. You don't know if you love her yet, but, like, she's cool. Like, you're getting to that point.
Like, if she has a favorite TV show.
Or maybe you do love her. I don't know.
Yeah,
that
well,
6 months,
yeah.
Right.
But if she has a favorite TV show, I'm going to get her something related to that TV show that's, like, an inside thing that she understands. I don't know, like, what that would be. Like, if she loves Friends... I would get her
like seasons 1 through 50.
I already have
50.
That.
No. Right. You literally
no, I really do. No, it would be like, I don't know, a Friends related thing. I don't know. I can't think of something on the spot right now. But she loves Friends or she loves The Office. It'd be something really serious like that. Or if she's big into astrology and there's like a Capricorn thing or a fucking Libra thing, I would do that. Or her birthstone. I'll give her something with her birthstone in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I would go.
Okay.
What about you?
Gotcha. Looking back, thinking about some of my exes, one of my exes at the time was really into Alex and Annie bracelets. I don't know if you know what those
I've
are.
Heard of them.
They're like tiny little like metal bracelets, but like girls like to wear like 20 or 30, and that's like the style, right? It's like a sorority girl thing. I got her a few of those based on like the city she was in and like... things like that.
There's
so
that.
I've done things like that before. I have a great one that you gift when you don't have a lot of money, but you want to get them a thoughtful gift and it's something unique. And I've heard this on like multiple websites and radio stations talking about it, but I think it's amazing. Here's what you do. You get them a coupon book that they can redeem to you.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Right? So you buy them get them a coupon book and in the coupon book is like, one free 1 hour massage.
Oh, I see. Go shopping with me.
Take out the trash.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Okay.
Go shopping with me.
Basically go on Pinterest.
Exactly.
Seems like a Pinterest thing.
Exactly, exactly. What else is there? Like, I get to pick you up when you're fucked up at 3 a.m. Right?
Okay.
And then you could redeem it at any time.
Okay.
Which I think
is
hilarious.
Is that all that you would give her?
What do you mean?
You've been together for 2 years.
I
like,
mean,
what did your boyfriend
listen,
do? Like,
listen,
give me a book
to pick me up after I'm fucked up.
Oh, he didn't get you a diamond earring? No.
You get him a box of chocolates. I'm assuming you don't have a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
You get him a box of chocolates and their favorite candy or their favorite, you know, whatever the fuck it is, See's candy or whatever the fuck it is, right? And then you get them the coupon book. I'm assuming you don't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's something thoughtful you can do for Christmas.
Or an air fryer.
Or an air fryer, whatever the fuck you're into, right?
Right.
You're either making them chocolate or cooking them fried chicken, right?
One or the other.
Okay. So what else is there?
I think the later, the the if you've been married or you've been together for years and years, that's when I think the bigger things come. The diamond necklaces, the diamond earrings, because it's more investment, right?
Right.
Whereas if you're 6 months, a year in, it's you're kind of just, I think you should always incorporate a comedic element. I like that comedic thing that you said. Because you can, if it's an inside joke, and you get her the inside joke, or if she has a, there's a lot of girls here in LA who are big dog moms.
Right.
So you give her something for the dog, you and the dog matching something.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I love that. Yeah. I love that.
So some dog thing, because like, she loves her fucking dog.
Right. You give her matching shirts. Wait, so you would get her that for after you've been dating them?
Well, if she loves her fucking dog, I'll give her something related to the dog as well.
Okay, so are like we talking about marriage or dating right now?
Dating.
Okay,
marriage dating, is like
diamonds. All right, let's talk marriage then. Let's talk marriage, right?
Two guys who aren't married,
The two guys who aren't married who are fucking clueless about marriage.
Yeah.
Let's say you're 5 years into a relationship or a marriage. What do you get for your wife?
I don't know. I haven't been married for 5 years.
I have no clue either. But I think you do go in that route of like jewelry, you know, something more price heavy, something a lot more thoughtful.
Yeah. If you have kids, then it's a whole thing
too. Right. And maybe you do go that gift card route, but it's like, hey, but it's more like, hey, I know you wanted a brand new kitchenware set. Yeah. Hey, go buy yourself something at Sears.
Right.
I think Sears went out of business. Sure it's
Kohl's.
Right. Yeah, so something like that, right?
My parents were big on cards, like a really thoughtful card, even if it's like $8.
Okay.
But you write down everything right and very heartfelt.
Right.
And they love that.
Right.
So, some superficial gift giving as well, but then there's meaning behind the card, right?
Right.
So it's a whole thing.
Exactly. So
let us know what you guys, what your best gifts have been. Your fuck buddies, that's our biggest question. What would you give a fuck buddy? Let us know. DM me at Tom_CarlsonC or DM Gene.
At Gene W. Park.
Sweet. And let us know for our married listeners, let us know what your best gifts have been and for the daters as well. We'd love to hear it. If you're a good just gift giver in general, let us know your philosophies.
Cool.
We'd love to hear it. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, all that good shit.
Peace.